Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
888-729-9494. It's also crazy. A report that we saw today, Jeff Passan with a report on ESPN.com about the Phillies from last year that we got to get into because this is a strange one. And, John, you as a former player, kind of curious where you come down on this set of circumstances. So for those that haven't seen the story yet, we'll just kind of detail it here. Passan reports that Carlos Santana, he's on the record. Carlos Santana's on the record, direct quotes, new quotes. Carlos Santana talking about last year down the stretch of the season, he felt some of the Phillies players were too, I don't know, casual, we'll say. He didn't say that word, but I'll apply it, and you'll understand why in a moment when you hear his quotes. With down the stretch of the season, the players during games at Citizens Bank Park, we're playing video games. We're playing Fortnite. And the report indicates that Carlos Santana, late in the year, smashed a television to ensure that there would be no more Fortnite. This happened with two more games left in the season. Phillies had lost like a ton in a row. They'd lost nine straight, apparently. And Santana's on the record, John, is saying the following. I see a couple of players, meaning he's talking in the present tense, but he said it more recently. I see a couple of players. I don't want to say names. They play video games during the game. We come to lose too many games, and I feel like they weren't worried about it, weren't respecting their teammates or coaches or the staff or the front office. And he smashes the TV. John, bizarre. I don't like to hear that Gabe Kapler would permit. I'm assuming he knows about it. Obviously, I mean, I don't, you know. I mean, he's now saying he knows about it. Did he know about it then? I don't know. I hope not. I mean, if Gabe Kapler was permitting video games, now I know baseball clubhouse is different. It's the only sport where guys come out of a game and can't go back in. There's no clear analogy in football, basketball, or hockey.
Right.
Because if you come out, you can go back in. Baseball, if you come out, you can't go back in. And obviously you have pitchers, like starting pitchers, that if you know it's not your day to pitch, then it's not your day to pitch. But the idea of video games during a Phillies game by players, John, if Kapler knew about that, that bothers me. Where do you, John, as a guy that played pro sports, what do you make of it?
I think you have to understand the situation. These were guys who weren't playing anyway. I mean, my gut when I first saw that was good for Carlos Santana. That's the kind of message that team needed to have sent to them. That made me wonder about, like you're saying, Gabe Kapler. He wasn't coming down on those guys. But, again, I don't know what that whole dynamic is like. With my sport, it was everyone is on the sideline,
yep,
and you don't have that clubhouse thing where you're not playing anyway.
No question, yeah.
You know, should they have been watching the game and you know, being at least – you know, somehow mentally involved
take
in the goings on. Yes.
John, take a deactivated player. 90 minutes before the game, there's six or seven players that are on the roster, and they get deactivated. Let's say
a lot of times those deactivated guys, like let's say it's a playoff game and it's minus 10 degrees outside at the link. A lot of times those guys will watch the game on a TV in the locker room.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, and they might be messing around.
Maybe.
It doesn't affect the guys on the field, but I see what Carlos is saying. If he felt like there was a trend that Fortnite became more important than supporting teammates, yeah, I think that certainly sends a message. I mean, you know, smashing a TV, that's a little much.
That sends a message also.
But yeah, but I didn't. My initial gut reaction was good for Carlos Santana, bad for Gabe Kapler. But then, again, not knowing that dynamic and what's frowned upon and what's not, in that clubhouse, like I don't really have a way of knowing whether
I don't like it. I'll say that if it's going on, I don't like it. No,
I don't love it for Gabe Kapler.
Yeah.
If things, you know, deteriorated to that point where you had veterans on the team who felt like there was stuff going on that shouldn't have been.
Especially when the team's struggling.
That is, yeah, it's, with the way they were playing, if you have guys who aren't upping their intensity level, that's not the way it should be. So, you know, hopefully Gabe gives more, you know, delegates more authority to these veterans. He's got a lot of them now, and I don't think it'll get to that point where things just snowball and roll downhill and build up to where you got a guy smashing, you know, equipment. Hopefully it's a learning experience for Gabe. I wondered about Carlos at times when I would see him have an error at first base and it didn't seem like he was getting, you know, worked up about it. I that bothered me.
Well, I never noticed that. Lack of intensity.
What was it? There was a couple times last year where, like, he, you know, didn't.
I thought he played hard. I thought he played hard.
He did too. Well. But there were a couple like dumb errors where I was like, man, I need to see him be more accountable. Well, that's him being accountable. Like, I was good with that.
I like that a player would take it upon himself to say, let's knock this nonsense off. Now, one thing to throw in here, Scott Lauber is reporting that Jake Arrieta, talking this morning, said that, you know, video games did go on, ping pong did go on, but it was always before games.
Or
and
after.
And Arrieta specifically says it did not happen during games. Now,
well, then I mean, you got a
now, Santana,
conflicting
you
report.
You do, because Santana says, and again, the quote, I see a couple players, I don't want to name names, they play video games during the game.
Well, then that should not be happening.
So, you know.
You know, even though that's insulated, like the other guys don't know that's going on, perhaps. Carlos did.
Well,
he
maybe.
Did something about it. I'm good with that.
I tend to think it's one of two things. Either Santana is inaccurate or Arrieta's trying to cover up for teammates, which is certainly part of the baseball code when talking to the media. You know, Arrieta may hear this without knowing, like, oh, it's out, like, it's totally out there. Like, there's no taking it back type thing. But he may just say, oh, no, sure. Now, that stuff goes on, but never during a game. My point is, I don't take Arrieta, and I'm not saying he's a liar. I don't know. I have no freaking clue. I wasn't there. What I'm saying is baseball players certainly, and, you know, teammates in general, John, will cover up for teammates. This may be one of those ones where he's trying to diffuse it by saying, oh, no, stuff going on, but never during games. But it may just be out of the... Cats out of the, what's the phrase?
Cats
out of the bag.
Cats out of the bag.
And they may not know it, maybe, possible.
The way that catches fire, we had like a team, whatever you'd call it, like rest room or whatever you'd call it. Like
a bathroom?
Fun area, not a restroom.
Restroom.
Like where you had the TV. Guys were playing Halo all
a
the
rec
time
room.
Back then. The rec room.
The rec room.
And I can tell you, like, if you give a little bit of leeway, any spare moment some guys have, they were in that room and they were playing. And I don't doubt that things sort of devolved to where guys were taking full advantage. If they were in that clubhouse and no one was around, that TV was in there, even though there's a game on, I don't doubt that they were playing during the game. And I think Carlos put his foot down on it. You know, good for him.
So at least
hopefully those young guys – take that and say, well, we're not doing that anymore.
Totally.
Hopefully Gabe takes that and says, I'm, you know, quashing this before it happens this year.
And hopefully there's a leader or a group of leaders that steps up that permits that from ever going down that road again.
And I think that will be the case with the veteran presence you've got this year that you did not have last season.
I mean, Realmuto, Harper, it's a different
McCutcheon. Segura, all those guys.
You know, the advancement of Hoskins just from a tenure standpoint.
Hey, you know, the McCutcheon thing, I love
McCutcheon,
just
man.
Just watching these games.
I love that,
you know,
guy, man.
The games down in Clearwater and stuff. It feels like he's always around the guys, you know, coming off the diamond. You know, he's always, like, high-fiving guys. He's always involved.
I love him.
Like, he's setting that example of
he's
guys.
He's always been that
like,
way.
The opposite of guys playing Fortnite. He's the guy who's way into it.
And think of this. He's,
and that's going to carry over to everyone else.
He's also, other than Harper, I guess, other than Harper, the most accomplished of all the guys on the team.
Sure.
I mean, he's had a great career.
He's won the MVP.
Yeah. I mean, think of it this way. He turned around the Pittsburgh Pirates franchise after they had a losing season 20 straight years. They made the postseason a couple times with Pittsburgh. Wasn't spending any money. So if I'm in that clubhouse, I'm looking up to that guy. And the fact that he's the way he is, I like it a lot. But I do think it's important. The Phillies got to, you know, not have this stuff happen again. I don't expect it. McCutcheon, you know, again, some of the names we just said, but
I think the
bizarre.
Fact that it happens, the fact that it happened is a good thing in the view of, like, moving forward. Yeah. It's not going to happen again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.